7 astonishing secrets that will help you attract more money.
This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Zink and prepare to be empowered.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time you might be listening to this special Law of Attraction Personal Empowerment Podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink, and today we are, take a deep breath, soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle in the direction of your dreams and your goals. Today I'm going to share with you 7 astonishing secrets that will help you attract more money. A pile of money. I mean, there's money all over the place. People are making money hand over fist. Everybody's getting rich. How about you? Isn't it your turn? Of course it is. So it's about beliefs. It's about what you do with your energy that helps you attract money, because money is simply energy. And you are energy. And so what you do with your energy, your thoughts, your beliefs, your actions, they determine whether you're attracting a little bit of money, a lot of money, a huge sum of money. You decide what you desire. 1, you absolutely must believe that you can have more money. Okay, so you're earning $100,000 a year, but you'd like to live the lifestyle of someone earning $1 million a year or $5 million a year. I want you to believe right now, say these words, I can and I will have more money in my life. I can and I will have more money in my life. I deserve money because money is good and I am good. I deserve money because money is good and I am good. Now we're going to progress that. We're going to progress it up to present tense. I have large sums of money in my life. I enjoy being wealthy and generous and abundant and prosperous. Money is good energy, and I do good things with my money. Doesn't that feel good? Isn't that a better belief to have than money is bad, money is evil, money causes sin, money makes you do this? Money is bad. It'll drive you crazy. Get rid of all your money. Only spiritual people are poor. You know, they're rich people can't be spiritual. I mean, come on. It goes on and on and on. I'm not telling you to make money your 1 priority. Yes, I understand. That's really the question. What are your priorities in life? Look at it. I do this work not because of money, though money is a part of it. I do it because I love working with you. I love mentoring you every single day. Doesn't mean I don't make money. Doesn't mean I don't attract money. Doesn't mean I don't love the energy of money. But my first priority is to reach you, to help you. So you need to find your priority. And that priority will lead to more money. You need to believe that you deserve the kind of money that you desire. And some of you just desire maybe a 50 cent an hour raise. Others of you deserve and desire an extra $500 million. You know, you deserve to be real rich and run several businesses and be massively invested. I mean, that may be your goal. You can have it You deserve to have it. You do have it. Do you see the progression? Okay, that's astonishing secret number one, because most people don't understand that progression. You've got to believe you deserve it, and then you've got to believe you have it. And then the universe starts matching you. You know, remember the universe? We've talked about the universe, the infinite field of potential, unlimited amounts of money in the universe. And guess what? The universe can match whatever you desire, but it can't be a want. It has to be as if you are already there. Number two, every time you spend money, you buy something online, you buy something at the grocery store, you buy a new car, whatever. Whatever you are spending your money on or investing it in, I want you, if it's just common stuff, like you go to the store, you buy groceries, you spend $100 in groceries, I want you to see in your mind and say in your mind, this money is now returning to me sevenfold. This money is now returning to me sevenfold. So you spent $100 in groceries, you can expect an additional $700 coming back into your life. Now, if you are investing in a business or a company, I want you to say, this money is returning back to me 49-fold. In other words, you invest a dollar, you get $49 back. And if it's an investment that you feel has really high potential, it could be 144% return. But I want you to say it as you're signing over the check, as you're making the investment, 49%, 144%, or higher. What you put out there is what you will attract. So put it out not after you have spent the money or invested the money. Put it out there while you are actually spending or investing the money.
This is the number one podcast on personal empowerment, success, and the law of attraction. You're listening to the Miracle Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Number three, this is an astonishing secret that a lot of people don't know. Always attract money. Always attract money. In other words, if you put it in your mind that you are always attracting money from a variety of different ways, sometimes you know exactly how the money's going to come to you, other times you don't. You're walking down the street and you see a penny and you walk past it. What is that penny? What does it represent? It represents energy. It represents someone's hard work. It represents someone's diligence and savings. But mostly it represents energy. You are ignoring the energy. You're saying the energy of money is not important enough for me to bend over and pick it up and put it in my pocket. Did you just hear what I said? You just cursed the energy of money. I don't care if it's heads. I don't care if it's tails. I don't care if it's Mexican money or American money or Canadian money. Money is money. You see money, you pick it up, you put it in your pocket, and you have a 10-second moment of gratitude. I'm grateful that this money has come to me unexpectedly through the universe. Now, if you can be trusted with pennies and nickels and dimes, you can be trusted with dollars and hundreds of dollars and thousands of dollars. And if you can be trusted with thousands of dollars, you can be trusted with millions of dollars. You never ignore the energy of money. Because if you're willing to ignore that penny that you stepped over, then The universe takes that as a sign that you're willing to ignore the $100 bill. I mean, let's get real. It's just energy to the universe in different amounts and sizes, different intensities, but it's still energy. And you just stepped over it. Don't do that. Always attract money. Every day, say to yourself, today, I'm attracting money in unexpected ways. Okay? Money will come to you. Trust me, it will. You'll just find money all over the place. Number four, I learned this from a gentleman who was very wealthy, lived in a very big home, had a couple of two or three nice cars and a boat. And we used to do some traveling together. We worked together for the same company. And one day he was telling me, he said, you know, Robert, I haven't been broke in 25 years. I said, really? He said, I always carry an extra $100 in my wallet. It's folded up. I always know it's there. And I don't spend it unless I absolutely need to. If I absolutely critically need to, then I'll spend it. If there's something on sale for the next 5 minutes that I can't get later, I'll spend it. But I'll replace that $100 as soon as I get home. So a few years back, this was 25 years ago, a few years back, him and I were talking on the phone. He's an older man now. And I says, I never forgot that you used to carry $100. He said, well, that's where my wealth was at the time. Now I never leave the house without $1,000, 10 $100 bills in my wallet. And it's in a separate zipped compartment, so it's not confused with the rest of my money. I always have $1,000 on me. Do you see what I'm talking about? People that love the energy of money, they're just attracting it all the time. It feels good. They know how to work with money. They know how to think about money. Keep cash. I'm not talking about a credit card. I know some of you have like 50 credit cards in your wallet. That's okay. I'm talking about cash in your wallet. Now, I will go a step further and say somewhere accessible to you, you should have a minimum amount of gold or silver. Perhaps it's buried in a lead container somewhere. Nobody knows where it's at. It can't be picked up by a metal detector. And it's your energy, it's your vibration that says, I always take care of myself, I always have money, and I'm always attracting money. I'm not a doomsdayer. I'm not one to say that the economic system of the United States or Canada or Western Europe is going to collapse. But I do believe in having some money tucked away in hard assets, gold, silver, platinum. Okay? They're always going to have a value. Number five, this is an astonishing secret that most people don't do. Make money important in your life. Sit down with a pencil and paper, okay? No, not over here. Here's a pencil and paper. Sit down with a pencil and paper and write down what's most important in your life. Family? God? Write it down, number one. I want to see money up in the top five. You know, I want to see money up in the top five. I want money to be important in your life. See, people that have a lot of money, it's because they value that energy. They love what that energy can do for them, for their family, for those they love, you know, for their future. They value the energy of money. So make money important in your life. Next, practice and do abundance affirmations daily, every single day. You should be doing affirmations. Now, You know, I got to talk to you for a moment about affirmations. I was on the phone with a client yesterday. Oh, I've been doing those affirmations for years. And it was discounted as if they don't have any value or they have minimal value. And the problem is a lot of people will say an affirmation like, money comes to me easily and often. But they don't visualize driving that new car. They don't visualize walking into their new office building that they purchased. They don't visualize working with multi-billion dollar corporations and getting huge paychecks. They don't emotionalize it. And if you are not emotionalizing your goals and your affirmations, they're just words. You've got to take it to the state of passion and fire. Passion and fire. So important. Number 7, take control of your finances. Know how much money's going out, how much is coming in. Don't just leave it up to chance. Take control of your finances. And now your bonus. I'm going to give you your bonus, but first, I want to invite you to be certain to claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching, particularly if you have a high-powered career, if you have a high-powered business that you're working on that you would like to take to the next level. You know, the thought behind the business, the brain behind the business, the imagination behind the business is oftentimes equal, if not more important, than the business itself to your final success. LawofAttractionSolutions.com. Okay. Also, reminder, be sure and subscribe to us on YouTube, click the bell icon, and on iTunes and all the other places you can subscribe. Okay, here we go. Bonus. Are you ready? Be of value. Give to get. Be of value. Solve problems. If you are of value to other people, you're going to attract a lot of money. Be of value. Give money away in order to get money. Many years ago, I had a savings account that dwindled away because I couldn't make a sale with the company that I was with. And I didn't know what to do. And then I heard this voice in my head say, Robert, go downtown to the homeless and give out $7 $1 bills. Well, I ended up giving out $7 $1 bills, but I also bought sandwiches and bags of potato chips and Coca-Colas and things like that. That very afternoon, I wrote a sale, a home improvement sale for $40,000 that put $6,000 in my pocket immediately. Give to get. Be of value and pay it forward whenever you can. You have a wonderful day. We'll see you next time. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing this. You have a great day now. Bye-bye.